Welcome to a Vashon Minute, where we take a moment to focus on one island issue or one island person at a time. Opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants alone and do not reflect the opinions of anyone officially associated with Voice of Vashon. I'm Susan McCabe, your host for this episode, where we're going to talk to Ebenezer Scrooge and a couple other characters from Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. To guide us on our journey through some tastes of this story is actor Alan Fitzpatrick, who will star in the live telling of that story December 16th at Vashon Center for the Arts in co-production with Vashon Repertory Theater. Welcome, Alan. Thanks for your time.
It's my pleasure. It's nice to meet you virtually.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure you're in demand this time of year for this kind of show. Is that true?
Well, that's right. I have a lot of things going on. I'll be doing my solo adaptation of A Christmas Carol in a bunch of Washington State venues and also in Michigan this year for the first time. Plus, I'm developing another solo show based on a Dickens novel, Great Expectations, which is debuting at the very end of December. And in addition to those two projects, I also spend December playing Santa Claus in various venues. So yeah, we are on the threshold of a very busy month.
I guess you must be really good at this. And of course, I'm looking at you on Zoom and I see that beautiful white beard.
Yes, the folks in Vashon are going to get this beard look when I do the Christmas Carol show, because I've got to have this beard through Christmas Day, as the Santa engagements require a real beard.
Gosh, so the kids can tug on it and it won't come off in their hand.
Exactly right, yes.
Well, you're going to be performing this one man gather round the fire style of Dickens' famous Christmas story this December. You're a renowned Broadway and Seattle actor with a heck of a long resume. What got you into doing this one man version of Dickens?
Well, you know, I've been doing this for on nearly 50 years, and I had never done a solo show, though I knew many people who had. I'd seen many solo shows on Broadway and elsewhere, and I always thought to myself, am I capable of doing a one-man show? Can I do a dramatic performance where I'm the only one who's there? There's no one to depend on. There's no one else to feed dialogue where it's just me. And I think I was a little apprehensive about it, to be honest. I had done plenty of two-hander shows where there was just one other actor, but never a solo show. And I was encouraged 2 years ago to try one. And I thought, well, I saw Patrick Stewart do his one-man Christmas Carol some 30 years ago on Broadway. And I thought, well, I'm going to write my own adaptation. It's a show I've done not in a solo manner, but with multiple other actors several times previously. And I thought, I think this would be a great one that I can do. I love the story, and I'm going to write my own solo adaptation. So I spent 2 months, October and November of 2021, writing this, adapting it, learning it, which takes a long time to learn an hour's worth of material when you're the only one speaking, and staging it on my own before its first presentation. So it was the challenge of doing a solo show, which I wanted to take on. And now that I've memorized it, I love doing the show.
Ha ha. Yeah, you don't have to deal with anybody else's ego, right?
No other egos, no other actors to get in the way. Nuisances. It's just me and my stage manager, who runs the sound and the light. In Vashon, of course, I'll be using the Vashon Theater's tech people there. But otherwise, I travel alone. But I can't flip the lights on and do the sound effects on my own.
Right. But you do voice all the characters. Would you be willing to give us a sample?
Well, I'm a Christmas is a humbug. That's what Ebenezer Scrooge repeats over and over and over. Mm-hmm. There's 26 characters all in all, down to minor some minor one-liners, but I did count them all after that first Christmas to see how many. I think the show has about 12 main characters who are pretty instrumental, and then there's some cameos by one-liners. But it's an interesting process to create different voices, because it's also based on class and age, and there are gender differences in the characters as well. But it's an interesting challenge. You change pitch and speed and demeanor, and you flip back and forth constantly. I'm constantly, changing from one character to the other and back and forth and back and forth. But it's a great challenge for an actor, but also I think a fascinating thing for an audience to observe,
Oh,
because
yeah.
I think people who watch it actually start to forget that they're only seeing one person on the stage.
That's
They
kind of
I think they get
magical.
They get so tuned into the story because it moves like wildfire. I mean, this, many of the films of Christmas Carol are 2 hours long or longer. I managed to tell the entire story without leaving anything out in exactly 60 minutes, with, I think, the same effect, the same leaving an audience with the same feelings they would feel if they watched an entire film.
Can you give us a little Tiny Tim?
Well, Tiny Tim only has one line, and it's "God bless us, everyone."
Oh, that's
That's
it. That's right.
it. That's Tim's appearance. That's all he says in the no novella, and it's all he says in my show. But he is certainly spoken of at great length, and he is the very heart of the show.
He is.
I
He
mean,
is. So, what's your favorite character in there, and would you give us a taste of that person?
Well, I'm not great at doing lines off the cuff, and I apologize for
Oh, okay.
disappointing you or your audiences for that. But I love I have in full productions, I have played Scrooge before, and I have played Marley before. I have a particular affection for Marley, being as he is a ghost filled with regret and remorse. I think we all have regrets. I love playing an apparition who has come back from the netherworld to apprise people of how they should be living their lives. So Marley and Scrooge are definitely the most fun and have very large roles in this show.
Well, and I'd
Then
like
of
to tell our
course.
listeners that you have sent us a great video sample of your portrayal of Marley, and it is available on both the Vachon Repertory Theater website and on the Vachon Repertory Theater Facebook page. It's great.
Yes, I just thought, oh, I was just in a mood one day and thought, let me grab a camera and put down a 30-second promotional video with Marley, encouraging the good people of Vashon to come out and see this show.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. So, give us a brief overview of your other parts on Broadway and in Seattle. Do you have any favorites from those shows?
Oh well, to make it keep it brief, back I went to New York when I was in 1977, when I shortly out of college, and I did a lot of work in summer stock and other theaters. And then in 1991, some 32 years ago, I got my first Broadway show, which was the original company of Les Miserables on Broadway. I was a replacement for a few months, and then there was some momentum, and one Broadway show led to another, and I ended up doing eight or nine Broadway shows altogether over the next 10, 15 years, along with a great number of national tours and shows off Broadway and regional theaters. And then in 2005, the Fifth Avenue Theater in Seattle invited me to come to Seattle to perform Sweeney Todd in their production of Sweeney Todd. And I had really never been to Seattle before. And I came out and very much enjoyed the city and its the whole feeling of how it supported its artists and its theater scene. And I began being bi-coastal for a number of years, and then for the last decade, I've purely worked out of Seattle. I love doing Les Mis, of course. Sweeney Todd is probably my favorite role. I've done that 3 times, as recently as just before the pandemic. I was doing a production down in Florida of Sweeney Todd, probably my last one as Sweeney, because one gets outgrows roles eventually. But I
Long in
love
the
that. I
tooth.
love that show.
We just
How did you?
actually, Vashon Rep just produced that show
Yes,
last.
I think Charlotte Hinkle told me about that. I wish I love seeing the show. Of course, the show's on Broadway again and doing very, very well in this incarnation. It's really one of my favorite shows. My pretty much arguably my favorite Stephen Sondheim show as well. I think it's kind of dark, of course, and a little bloody, but I think it's superbly written.
It is, and quite a cautionary tale for us all.
Indeed.
Fascinating, fascinating notions and ideas in Sweeney Todd. We're talking with Alan Fitzpatrick, who is going to be portraying or telling. Well, actually, you are kind of portraying Charles Dickens, because after he published A Christmas Carol, he started going around in the 1800s performing it much like you do, correct?
I mean, it's too bad that there were no cameras back in those days, because he did exactly this. He went not only through English towns, he toured America performing A Christmas Carol. I don't know if he'd read the entire thing, which would probably take over 3 hours, or whether he did a more condensed version, but he was quite an actor himself, and enjoyed going from venue to venue relating this very story. And I would say I'm following in his footsteps. He was very successful at it, and he made quite a bit of money. It was at it, and he did it, I think, until his final days. Doing this show as a solo show, I mean, there's a history of it. I mean, in addition to Dickens having done it back in the late 19th century, then of course I did mention the Patrick Stewart incarnation on Broadway in 1992, and then as recently as last Christmas, Jefferson Mays in his Broadway one-man show did it very successfully. I
Well,
did not get to New York to see his, but I love solo shows. I love seeing actors without anyone else to depend on, but as a spectator.
it's
It's
kind of a test of your skill, isn't it?
exactly right. Yes.
Well, Alan, we are about out of time. Anything you'd like people to remember about this conversation or to know before you go?
Well, I think it's a great way to spend a few hour an hour before the Christmas week actually happens, and I think it will put people in the mood. It's really fun, and it's got humor, it's got pathos, it's exciting. It's a great way to spend an hour. It's a great way to bring the family together for something that's easy to watch, and I'm thrilled. I've been to Vashon before, never as a performer. I'm just delighted that I'll be able to come and share this story with the community there.
Well, and we are really lucky to have you. Looking forward to it. Folks, it's Saturday, December 16th at Vashon Center for the Arts. Tickets are available at the VCA website. I'm Susan McCabe. You've been listening to a Vashon Minute. Stay tuned to Voice of Vashon. You never know what you might get next.